having some fun on an extraordinarily hot Thursday afternoon. Andy Bulbarch, Matt Douglas with you. And we just played the Beastie Boys for
you. We did.
I feel like that could be the next costume that our very next guest wears. Maybe that'll be enough to sway those of the Zero Proof mix off that there should be a third plaque up on the wall here at the United Way of Greater Lorain County. Ryan Aroney joins us now on the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. For those keeping track at home, it took 3 seconds to get into the Zero Proof mix off. I love it. I'm doing great. I'm a big fan of the Beastie Boys, actually, so maybe you have inspired me for our next drink at the Zero Proof Mix-Off. United Way of Greater Lorain County has a reputation of bringing the fun for a lot of things we do. Obviously, the work that we do is very serious, so we try to have some fun, to bring awareness to the work that we do. And the Zero Proof Mix-Off, our friends at Lorain County Public Health do such a great job with that event. We look forward to it every year, and we're always thinking about what we're going to do to top last year.
Well, you've only got about 6 months to think about what you guys are going to do. So, I guess you got to get after here pretty quickly. But if you're going the Beastie Boys route, well, dare I say, you can sabotage somebody's plans if you're going the Beastie Boys route. So,
very good.
Just throwing some ideas out there. And I know you guys will kill it like you always do. I'm not sure if anything will ever top Vanilla Ice, but I'm sure you guys have something pretty awesome planned. But we're here to talk about all that and then some. First and foremost, thanks for having us here. This has been a lot of fun for Matt and I from the get-go at 6, or I should say from 3. We wrap up at 6. You've been here since 6 o'clock this morning.
I've been here since 6 a.m. It has been a long day, but a lot of fun. This is just so cool for us. When we were just talking, we've been here 2 years, 642 Broadway in downtown Lorain. Doesn't feel like it. Time flies. But the vision for us when we moved down here was to bring people here to utilize the space that we have as a community center, and we call it the United Way Center for Community Transformation. This room that we're in is the community engagement space. So to just bring people here and have foot traffic and introduce them to our neighbors and tell people how great the things are that are happening in downtown Lorain and show them and have them get engaged. And so this just fits perfectly into that. Obviously, we're closely aligned with WEOL and friends with all of you. So this has just been a perfect matchup, and we've been really excited to host you here.
That's kind of neat. I mean, there's no missing you guys when you come down Broadway. You guys are right here. You have a marquee, for goodness sakes.
We do. Yeah. It's so cool. So this is actually the historic site of the Tivoli Theater. So this was a bit of a theater district in downtown Lorain. And this building, the Tivoli, was long gone. This building was built in 2002. So that marquee there is kind of paying homage to the Tivoli Theater. And the windows that we have, it's a old storefront, so we're just blessed with that. It brings in so much natural light. We get awesome views of everything that's happening on Broadway. And we have these United Way signs on the windows, and I have to give a shout out to our friends at Mike Bass Ford. We did our kickoff there right before we were going to have our open house to open up this new building, and they did some decorations for that event, and they had very similar signs to what we have in their showroom. And it just clicked at the last second. We said, hey, how do we get those? We ended up getting a discount, and Oliver Signs came down and put the signs up for us. And the day of the open house, those went up. And I just can't imagine the building without them. That's now. Cool. It's just such a part of who we are down here.
Good deal.
And you guys, we were talking about this earlier. You're kind of at the center of what really has become a really cool spot here in downtown Lorain. It's amazing how things have certainly evolved the last few years here. You were fortunate enough to have you guys help us out with some guests for today's show. And, the first guy that came on the show was Kurt Herndon with Speak of the Devil. And I think he fits right in line with that. I mean, he was telling us, a retired air traffic controller, and then he wanted to get into the business of really creating something special here in downtown Lorain. And, Speak of the Devil's been around now for not quite a year and a half, somewhere in that general vicinity. They bring so many really cool acts down here with a lot of local flavor also. And that's got to be great for you guys also, to really kind of be right in the center and right in the heart of something that's really about to get really, really cool again.
Absolutely. Just from a personal perspective, it's awesome to be able to walk next door and down the street and to, you know, across to the river for the festival and rocking on the river, just all the great things that are happening. And I have so much respect for Kurt and Paige and what they've done with Speak of the Devil. I mean, we're talking about trying to revitalize this downtown neighborhood, and Kurt and Paige are the epitome of that. I mean, they've invested in the community, not only with their business, but by living here. They're organizers. They're bringing folks together. They're bringing really cool opportunities down here to downtown Lorain. So, yeah, we just try to fit in and be partners and be neighborly and piggyback on the energy and other things that are going on. And whether it's Rockin' on the River or the International Festival or the Firefish or any other countless thing that's going on, we try to bring our donors down and schedule events around that and piggyback off it, not compete with or not take people away from, but instead actually bring people down here to experience that and see that and say, you know what, downtown Lorain is a destination, is a place that we can go on the weekends, on, you know, weekday evening, whenever, to have fun and have good food and good drinks and good company. So there's a really good energy happening right now. I just feel like we got in at the exact perfect time. We've been welcomed, and hopefully we've, you know, extended that to others as well.
It's got an old town feel for sure down here. I mean, you can kind of picture, I mean, when you talk about this being a theater district, you can kind of see that in your head.
Absolutely. It's beautiful. It is. And there's, I mean, almost literally no place like it with the natural port and the river going into the lake and the lighthouse and Black River Landing. I come over the Baskill Bridge every day on the way into work, and I always make a point to just look out at the lighthouse. It's so beautiful. And that space right there is the catalyst for all of what's happening here. And I just daydream about, you know, what it's going to be when this revitalization is complete. You know, the energy's there and we're getting there. Long way to go, and I'm excited for it.
Ryan Aroney with United Way of Greater Lorain County joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. The marquee really kind of stood out to me also because, you know, you don't really think of the United Way as a place that would have a marquee. It immediately got me to thinking about that scene in Black Sheep where Chris Farley runs the dog truck right into the marquee and looks up and says, what in the world's a marquee doing here? It's crazy. But it really stands out. It absolutely stands out because I remember I parked behind the building. I'm walking over. I didn't even recognize the marquee when I drove in, but as I'm walking, I'm like, whoa, like there's a Welcome WEOL sign up there today. That's the cool thing. Marquees are like such a cool old school throwback. It really becomes a really awesome thing to have at your disposal.
Right, and it just like you said, it makes people feel welcome. We change the signs when we have different guests coming in, when we do events. And, you know, we see people taking pictures and posting on social media. It's just a special little perk that is to our advantage that came with the building. And also, it makes us more visible. You know, one of the huge advantages of us moving here was visibility. We were on Northridge Road East in Lorain for 40-plus years before we came here, and the space served us well. We outgrew it, but the you know, some of the bigger concerns were it wasn't very accessible. There weren't sidewalks. It was a really busy street, and you couldn't find us. We were, you know, hidden in the back of an office development. So everybody knows the Broadway address in Lorain County, and it's visible. We have bright signs, a marquee. You can't miss us across the street from the Palace Theater. So it's a really good place for us. Everybody knows where we are.
Sure. For those who come in, too, I mean, it's a very welcoming atmosphere with all the ambient light and everything, too. It's a good place to be, I feel.
It just feels good when you walk in here. You know, we've got the natural light. We've got the garage door, you know, helping with the light to spill through. We've got the United Way branding colors, which just happen to be bright. And it's just a good vibe in here. I really like coming in every day.
Impeccably maintained as well. I mean, that's the other thing about this being a two-year-old facility. I remember you guys first telling us about how excited you were to move into the new location. But this doesn't even look 2 years old. This looks like you guys moved in like maybe a week or two ago. It's amazing how well maintained you guys have made this place.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And we take a great deal of pride in being here. Since the day that we took ownership of the building, even before we moved here, we've sent a group of staff. You know, we're nonprofit, so we do a lot ourselves, and we sent staff down here to clean it up, keep the block clean, and make sure there wasn't any trash and, you know, that kind of stuff around our building. We continue to do that to this day, daily, if not daily, weekly. We go out and clean up around the block. We take care, obviously, on the inside. And the thing that I most appreciated about us moving here, and, you know, Bill Harper is an amazing leader. He included the staff in the design, in the, you know, the decorations, the color scheme, all of those things we had a voice in. And so this not only was, you know, just a cool opportunity to come downtown, but our staff really had ownership in it, and takes a great deal of pride. And it's our face, you know, it's the face of the agency. And when people walk in here, we want them to have a welcoming feeling, but also, you know, have some respect and understand that we take great pride in the work that we do.
Well, one of the reasons we wanted to have you on here is to go into great detail on the UCAN Collaborative. So for those that maybe not aren't too familiar with the UCAN Collaborative, let's go over some of the basic details.
Sure. So UCAN stands for the United Community Assistance Network. So it's UCAN, UCAN. And this is a group of organizations working together across the county, providing emergency financial assistance, and specifically for working families who are in a crisis. And so, you know, with the work that we're doing here with United Way is it's about kind of changing the system. And in the past, there was a system created that, number one, probably there wasn't funding available for people who had jobs, because they're going to make too much money to qualify for most services that are available. And number two, there wasn't a network of agencies. There's a lot of great agencies out there that have different funding streams and are able to provide emergency assistance. Maybe it's rent, you know, utilities, those types of things. But they weren't working together as a network. So think of yourself, you know, you're a person who's working hard. Maybe you even have two jobs. You're kind of living paycheck to paycheck, scraping to make ends meet every week. And an unexpected expense comes up. Maybe you get hurt and you miss some work. You don't have sick leave. You miss a pay. You fall behind on rent. In that old system, if there was funding available, number one, you are probably going to have to go to multiple agencies to get it. So you might go to one agency, and with their funding, they can give you $50. You have to find time off work and transportation to get to the other agency. You probably have to fill out another form. You might need different identification than what you needed at the last place. And if you didn't have it, now you got to go back and get it and start all over. And maybe you get $100 from that place, and that the story continues. And that takes a long time to piece together everything you need, and the whole time you're falling more and more behind. What UCAN does, redesign that. We've brought all the agencies in Lorain County who provide emergency assistance together. They're in a network. They have the same database. They have the same forms. They have the same qualification systems. They talk to each other. And the other thing is, United Way has provided a central pool of money. So with their own funding, they can help with whatever they're able to. And if the need extends beyond what they're able to provide, they simply dip into that central pool of United Way funds to take care of the problem right there at one stop. And then we provide case management to stay with those folks to ensure that they don't kind of fall back into that same trap. And the great thing about UCAN, it's boosting families up who need that boost, but they're staying stable. And of all the families we've helped over the last 5+ years, more than 95% of them haven't had to come back for any unscheduled help. So it's helping, it's working, it's getting working families back on their feet so they don't continue to spiral out of control. So the so many great things about UCAN. It's actually countywide. We serve all of Greater Lorain County, all of the agencies, you know, the Salvation Armies, Catholic Charities, Neighborhood Alliance, North Ridgeville Community Care, Oberlin Community Services, Avon Lake Community Resource Services. So really good, strong local agencies banding together to help each other, and with that power of United Way to have that central pool and additional case management. It's totally redesigned the system in Lorain County, and it's made it better.
Yeah, seems like those are very difficult results to argue with, right? No question about that. I've got to throw this out there.
Okay.
Conversations that we had off the air that somehow have a way of making their way on the air.
It happens.
Yeah. We got to create a golf outing for you guys, man. I feel like that would be awesome.
So Bull is another place to play.
Yeah, so I have another excuse to go out and play.
That's true.
Hey, Bull, I'm just going to make the ask on the air. I would love for you to organize a golf outing for us, and then I can assist. We have to shout out Poly One Corporation. They do a golf outing for us. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. They're tremendous partners. And the golf outing game is competitive and it's hard. And we're lucky to have that type of support. But yeah, I mean, the more volunteer-led fundraisers we can have, the better. We just came off Spellebrate, which is our kind of big internal fundraiser of the year. But let's do it.
Yeah,
I'm down for another fundraiser for a golf outing.
Steve Bailey back in the studio is chomping at the bit. Steve's like a 4 or 5 handicap,
is he?
I think, something like that. Can you confirm or deny that, Steve? You have a 4 or 5 handicap, is that right?
I cannot confirm that, no.
All right. I've heard rumors.
It's a big story. To the end of that word, maybe.
There you go. Well, God,
still not bad.
Even that's fantastic. Yeah, I would take that any day of the week. But I'm just saying, you know, Steve sometimes can put Jimmy Handlin to shame with his golf game. That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard.
That's pretty good.
They call Steve the guru of the green. That's what I've heard. So, you know, I think there's certainly a lot that we can do here. I feel like there's a really awesome opportunity.
I'm not a golfer per se. No, I'm not a golfer at all. But
yeah,
maybe like goofy golf or, you know, some putt-putt. Yeah,
I can get
down on putt-putt.
Okay. That's a lot easier. It doesn't take nearly as long. There's not as much walking.
Right.
Everything I love about.
Try not to have Happy Gilmore moments where you go after the clown with your putter. But besides that, it sounds like a blast. Sure.
Yeah, look at him. He's laughing. He's having a good time. Laugh it up. Enjoy your night. I don't see you laughing now, clown.
How many references
exactly.
to Tommy?
Right. If you're going to go black sheep, I raise you
there
a
you
Happy
go.
Gilmore.
I like that. That's very good.
Well done. I mean, you can't go wrong with Happy Gilmore. See, this will give you an idea as to who I hang out with when I golf. I mean, Happy Gilmore lines are routine. Like, if there isn't a Gilmore line on every single hole that we play, but that's – you have to golf with the right people. If you golf with the right people, golfing's a really fun experience. I stink at golf.
Sure.
I'm terrible. But when I golf, I have a good time. Well, I can guarantee if you golf with me, you'll laugh and you'll have a great time. But that's what golf should be about.
Probably the easiest quotable golf movie, I suppose, it's out. That nobody's
Caddyshack.
Bagger Vance. Right. I mean, no one's going to quote Bagger Vance.
Right. Those are the two. Caddyshack and
maybe some tin cup thrown in there.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
A line or two.
This came up in a video game conversation yesterday. We were talking about how great Shooter McGavin is as one of the all-time great sports villains.
Yeah.
You know, everybody brings up Bigger and McCracken for all the obvious reasons in Kingpin. I don't know that anybody tops him. But why is it that people forget about Judge Schmales? Schmales was amazing at Caddyshack. He kind of gets swept under the rug. And I'm not sure if it's a generational thing.
I don't know who's having those debates.
Right. That's where I was going. We got to get a poll going. Maybe that's the fundraiser. It's
Polar
ranking
buddies.
Sports villains from movies.
See, if you're not golfing, you can get involved in these kinds of conversations. See, so that there's something fun for everybody. All right, Ryan, we know you're busy, man. We appreciate you coming on. This is always a blast. And, you know, I'm going to keep pumping up your next zero-proof mix-off appearance. Because as great as it was 2 years ago, and again, there should be a third award up there. You got robbed that year, but hopefully 2019, you guys bring home more hardware.
I appreciate it, Bull. Keep fighting the good fight on our behalf. We're going to try to get another plaque up there. And our friends at Public Health, I know they're hearing you. So we'll keep it going. And we appreciate you guys being here. Appreciate you giving us the time on the air. It's been fun.
Thanks for inviting us.
Thanks for having us. This has been awesome. Much